This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
If you don't want to hear real facts on social and political issues, then stop listening now. Otherwise, stay right here for real issues, real facts, with real people.
Accelerate your culturalization of America.
But when the Dems use the argument that we're all immigrants, that, you know, I want to turn into the Tasmanian devil with two clubs in my hand to clear the road. They were immigrants that came here because they wanted to be here. They wanted to learn the American. They wanted the American dream. You cannot get the American dream speaking Spanish.
Fat, drunk, and stupid is no way to go through life, son.
I'm going
to
deal with topics and issues that will make you think, make you mad, maybe even get you a little embarrassed. Don't go anywhere. The lines are open. You can reach me at 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563.
You're all so stupid, it is you take lessons.
You're despicable.
Welcome back to another session of Sanity right here on the Real Side. Always a pleasure to have you with me, 855-REAL-JOE. 855-732-5563. I really do appreciate the time you're spending with us on the air, in the chat room, texting, tweeting, being part of the conversation, part of the solution. And look, head over to the website for real. There's a couple things you can do over there for me. Help me out, okay? Give me your email address. You can sign up for the weekly email that we send out, kind of give you an idea who's going to be on the show, topics going to be discussing, you know, around those issues, around the issues of the day, if you would. And then on top of that, if you don't want the emails, I get it. I get inundated with the emails, too, right? They drive me nuts as well. But, you know, you can always sign up for the text alerts. And that was really simple. Just text TRS to 77222. TRS to 77222. And then that way there, you can get an alert when the show starts. And I don't do those every night either because, again, I'm not embellishing when I tell you I don't want any part of being emailed or texted every day. Makes me crazy. So, you know, hang with me. There is a lot going on. I get it. Now, tonight, I know here in a day or two, a couple days, the U.S. birthday is on the table, if you would. And I know, you know, with everything that's going on, should we really be celebrating? Right? Come on, think about it. You know, just listen to the BLM and others. We're so nasty, we're so terrible, we're so disgusting. Why would we celebrate our birthday? We're a terrible organization. I mean, a terrible country. Don't you know that? Did anybody tell you? Yeah, some of you have been listening for a while. You know I'm joking. It drives me out of my mind, though. It really does. It drives me out of my mind that we've allowed our young people. You've allowed your sons, daughters, nieces, nephews, granddaughters, grandsons to buy into this garbage. You know, we used to say, oh, they'll grow out of it, and it wasn't a big deal. But now we found out it's an extremely big deal. Right? Because they're not. Those kids, oh my God, it just sounded like my dad. No, but in all seriousness, those kids don't get it. They don't understand it. They aren't going to change later on in life. Right? But you, as grandma, grandpa, daddy, whatever, you can make a change. They will listen to you. I'm telling you, it may not sound like it. It doesn't always feel like it, but they will listen to you. You have to be willing to take the chance, at least, because look at what's happening. These kids have no clue what the Constitution says. They sure as heck don't know what it's all about. Can we at least be that honest about it? You know, I love the stories I hear from some of these people. Well, you know, this is a revolution. You know what they did during the revolution? It's like, yeah, I do. I don't think you do. I don't think any of them really know what the Constitution is about, what it says, what it means. But whose fault is that? You can blame the schools all you want to. But what are you doing with your children's education? I know, I started off hitting the ground running, didn't I? No, seriously. What are you doing? Are you correcting them with all that crap that they're they're learning in school? Right? I mean, they do learn, again, I know some of you can see it, but aren't you a trustee in the school district? Yeah. That's a pretty darn good district, too. But here's the problem. You're getting the curriculum from the state. They're telling you what to teach. Until you change these people at the state, until you change the elected officials at the state level, you're screwed. I mean, let's just be honest about it. You're screwed because they're the ones that drive and dictate and tell you what you're going to teach the kids, what books you're going to use along those lines. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. Hey, listen, Rick Reed's going to join me after the break. And Rick is, he's with Wall Builders, or he's been with Wall Builders. He's also part of, founder of Patriot Academy. Great academy. You need to go check it out. But Rick is a wealth of knowledge when it comes to our Constitution and what happened in the early days of our Constitution, that kind of stuff. And I think you'd be surprised to hear what was going on. Some of you think you have a clue and that you know. We all have a clue. But do you really know? Do you really know what was given up? And when you look at what's going on again today, they think they're out there being revolutionaries and taking over these properties. But these properties don't belong to them. There's already a government in place. They're not being not represented. They might think they're not being represented because their ideas are so whacked. You know, local to me today, there was a car that was hijacked with twins in the back seat. Now, if we did away with the police, what social worker would you call for that? And what would they do? Call the hijacker and say, not the hijacker, say the carjacker and say, look, we got the kids back there. We know you really didn't mean to do that. You sound like a nice enough guy on the phone. Why don't you just pull over, get the babies out of the car, and then you can take the car because it's only an object. And the people don't mind giving up the object, you know, the piece of merchandise to get their kids. But yeah, come on. Now, this is a guy that took the car at gunpoint. I'm sure he'd be wondering, oh, I'm sorry. I didn't know what I was doing was wrong. I didn't know they would give me the car if I just asked for it. These people live in a whole different altered universe. Just amazing. Right? 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. We'll be back in a few minutes. Rick Green joins me. Seriously, don't go anywhere.
Do you have an American flag that was made everywhere else but America? Joe Messina here, host of the Real Side Radio Show. I'm always asking you to buy items made in America whenever you can, and I'm putting my money where my mouth is. I own and fly an American flag made by Grace Alley, and I love it. I can hardly walk by it without saluting. Let's keep the unemployment rate low and buy American. Grace Alley flags are made right here in America by American workers. These embroidered flags are made well, and you'll be proud to fly them. Stop sending your money overseas. Keep it right here in America. These flags are fully endorsed by the U.S. government for all American flag requirements. You can find them on Amazon at gracealley.com. Get one for the house, the office, well, and your bedroom. Why not? Again, you can find them at Amazon and gracealley.com. God bless you, and God bless America.
Warning, if you're drowning in debt you can't afford, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to pay it all back, because you don't. What the credit card companies don't want you to know is that there's actually a way to get debt-free without paying off your entire debt or going bankrupt. If you have $10,000 or more in credit card debt, you now have the right to let us settle that debt for a fraction of what you owe. For free information, call Credit Associates now. 1-800-900-8407. We'll even show you how much money you could save. If you can't afford to pay off all your debt, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to. Call Credit Associates now for free information on how to get debt-free faster than you ever thought possible without debt consolidation or bankruptcy. We depend on your success and offer a guarantee, so there's no risk. For free information, call now. 1-800-900-8407. That's 1-800-900-8407. 1-800-900-8407. Warning, if you're drowning in debt you can't afford, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to pay it all back, because you don't. What the credit card companies don't want you to know is that there's actually a way to get debt-free without paying off your entire debt or going bankrupt. If you have $10,000 or more in credit card debt, you now have the right to let us settle that debt for a fraction of what you owe. For free information, call Credit Associates now. 1-800-900-8407. We'll even show you how much money you could save. If you can't afford to pay off all your debt, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to. Call Credit Associates now for free information on how to get debt-free faster than you ever thought possible without debt consolidation or bankruptcy. We depend on your success and offer a guarantee, so there's no risk. For free information, call now. 1-800-900-8407. That's 1-800-900-8407. 1-800-900-8407.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
Warning, if you're drowning in debt you can't afford, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to pay it all back, because you don't. What the credit card companies don't want you to know is that there's actually a way to get debt-free without paying off your entire debt or going bankrupt. If you have $10,000 or more in credit card debt, you now have the right to let us settle that debt for a fraction of what you owe. For free information, call Credit Associates now. 1-800-900-8407. We'll even show you how much money you could save. If you can't afford to pay off all your debt, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to. Call Credit Associates now for free information on how to get debt-free faster than you ever thought possible without debt consolidation or bankruptcy. We depend on your success and offer a guarantee, so there's no risk. For free information, call now. 1-800-900-8407. That's 1-800-900-8407. 1-800-900-8407.
Have you ever thought about turning your Glock, XD family, or 1911 handgun into a semi-automatic carbine? It only takes about 30 seconds. The MacTech Carbine Upper is classified as an accessory and can be delivered right to your doorstep with no FFL or background check required. It's the world's most versatile pistol accessory. Build your custom upper today. Simply go to handgunconversion.com. That's handgunconversion.com.
Swingers, pull up a groove and get fabulous.
I can't watch this because it's creepy and wrong and sick. However, I will watch out of curiosity.
The real side. Now, Joe Messina.
You listen to The Real Side on GCN Live. Always a pleasure to have you with me. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. And really, truly, be on, honestly, be involved, be engaged, be part of the solution. Right? I mean, you really want to make sure that you understand the issues. I mean, I'm watching you guys on Facebook and other places and thinking to myself, don't answer. Please don't answer. Don't respond to these people, especially if you don't know what you're responding to or about. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. You know, we're having some issues getting Rick on. Hopefully I get him on soon. And part of what I'm going to talk about is, that, you know, happy birthday, America. right? The United States. What would the world be like without the U.S.? There's many out there who think it would be so much better off. You know, I started to tell you today about the car that was carjacked with the twins in the back. And you get all these Democrats and others to say, you know, we need to do away with the police. Now, some of them say that's not what they mean at all, but then say something different. Come out in front of the camera and say what you mean. Right? I mean, it's that simple, really, for me, anyway. And until they decide, until we get these people out there speaking about what they truly mean, they're guilty as far as I'm concerned. They don't love this country. Look at what they're doing. All right. How about a couple of positive stories? How's that? I don't know if you saw the picture this week that went viral. Rachel Hill, she's one of the National Women's Soccer League players, and she wouldn't kneel during the national anthem when the league started its season over the weekend. See, I knew this stuff was going to go viral. And she has given an explanation as to why she decided to stand for the anthem. And, you know, I agree with her. I agree with a lot of what she said. She said that she was standing next to Casey Short and Julie Ertz as her Chicago Red Star teammates knelt and embraced during the anthem. That's because these kids really don't know what the anthem is. She knows what it stands for. And Hill has that every. She really knows what it stands for. But the rest of the kids in the team don't really know. They see it happening on TV. They hear it's a good thing to fight for. But what's the reality? What does the flag? The problem is they really don't understand what the flag stands for. She said, I chose to stand because of what the flag inherently means to my family. I have a large military family. But I 100% support my peers. Symbolically, I tried to show this with the placement of my hand on Casey's shoulder and the bowing of my head. I struggled, but felt that these actions showed my truth, and in the end, I wanted to remain true to myself. If I wasn't clear, let my words and further actions be. I support Black Lives Matter movement wholeheartedly. I also support and will do my part in fighting against current inequity. As a white athlete, it is way past due for me to fight anti-racism. So here's the thing. The fact that she stood, she understood, and she honored her family members, that's a great thing, and that's good. The fact that she wants to fight inequity or racism is good. But somehow, her thinking that as a white athlete, she has privilege is wrong. Dead wrong. You look at the leagues. Look at the makeup of the leagues, color-wise. Look, they're the one talking about color, not me. But since they want to bring it into the picture, let's look at the color in the basketball leagues, in the football league. I guess the hockey league doesn't matter. Doesn't work. Right? Look at baseball. Don't tell me at all that whites have the upper hand in sports. Because it's not true. Does that mean blacks are better? I don't know. Might be the more than try out. And then more are better. I don't know. Didn't go down that road. Because they're not looking for quality or anything like that. If you're a transgender or somebody that identifies as another gender running for office, you're the best person for the job in their mind. They don't care what your qualifications are. So why should I? If this is all about color, then let's talk about the color of the people in basketball, baseball, football. Whites do not have an upper hand. And you notice I left out hockey. I think it might be black people smarter than whites. Who the heck wants to play on ice, play in the cold for 3 hours? Oh. But the fact that this young lady was willing to speak her mind, was willing to stand, I think is a big deal. Some are choosing to remain in the locker room. I think that's cowardice. Come out. Take the knee or stand up. Be seen. Be heard. No, honestly. There's another goalkeeper, Samantha Murphy. She played for the North Carolina Courage. She also stood for the anthem before her match. See, they're so afraid of being shunned. They're so afraid of being made fun of. There are a lot of those players. I'm not going to say a majority, but there are a lot of those players that took a knee because they didn't want to be ostracized. They didn't want to be hung out. Rachel Hill got a lot of heat for not kneeling. But she also got praise. And that's what we need to do more of. We need to praise these people. We need to praise them for standing up for what they know and believe is right. Otherwise, why should they? That's just had this discussion today with a friend of mine. Why should the warriors, the fighters, the people that are willing to go out there and take these things on do it if you're not going to stand up for them, if you're not going to get behind them? That makes no sense. 855-732-5563. And again, I do appreciate. Think about something. We're having to defend Mount Rushmore. Anybody home? Is this mic on? Defending Mount Rushmore. God bless. Joe Mazzini, your host. You'll see the Real Side of GCN Live. Always a pleasure. Don't go far. A lot more coming up after the break.
Do you have an American flag that was made everywhere else but America? Joe Messina here, host of the Real Side Radio Show. I'm always asking you to buy items made in America whenever you can, and I'm putting my money where my mouth is. I own and fly an American flag made by Grace Alley, and I love it. I can hardly walk by it without saluting. Let's keep the unemployment rate low and buy American. Grace Alley flags are made right here in America by American workers. These embroidered flags are made well, and you'll be proud to fly them. Stop sending your money overseas. Keep it right here in America. These flags are fully endorsed by the U.S. government for all American flag requirements. You can find them on Amazon at gracealley.com. Get one for the house, the office, well, and your bedroom. Why not? Again, you can find them at Amazon and gracealley.com. God bless you, and God bless America.
Advertising is simple. It starts with someone who has a need.
Mom!
And then gets more specific.
Mom, I want pizza.
Then we add urgency.
I want pizza tonight.
Before you know it, your GCN advertising message is reaching millions of listeners. Listeners who are definitely in need.
We want pizza!
You see, advertising on GCN is simple. Your message meets their need, and the result means new business for you. Tell us about your business, then let our super creative department go to work to craft just the right message to feed those who have an urgent need.
We want pizza tonight!
GCN has the most affordable national radio advertising rates, period. And millions of people listen to GCN radio programs on over 1,000 AM and FM and XM stations and streaming audio live. Get started today with GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. Just shoot us an email, advertise@gcnlive.com.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
USA Radio News with Wendy King.
Police in Seattle have cleared out the city's occupied protest zone. They've been in place since the death of George Floyd at the hands of police in Minneapolis. The mayor ordered it. No reports of any clashes with the protesters and the police, many of them dressed in riot gear. Senate Majority Leader Mitch McConnell spoke of the shooting deaths of two people in Seattle's protest zone.
Some reports suggest these two boys were shot by a self-appointed security squad. These are miscellaneous citizens who roamed the area with guns drawn after the occupiers drove the real police out.
In Russia, polling results show that voters have overwhelmingly approved constitutional amendments that would allow President Vladimir Putin to run for another two terms, leaving him as president until 2036. This is USA Radio News.
Warning, if you're drowning in debt you can't afford, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to pay it all back, because you don't. What the credit card companies don't want you to know is that there's actually a way to get debt-free without paying off your entire debt or going bankrupt. If you have $10,000 or more in credit card debt, you now have the right to let us settle that debt for a fraction of what you owe. For free information, call Credit Associates now. 1-800-900-8407. We'll even show you how much money you could save. If you can't afford to pay off all your debt, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to. Call Credit Associates now for free information on how to get debt-free faster than you ever thought possible without debt consolidation or bankruptcy. We depend on your success and offer a guarantee, so there's no risk. For free information, call now. 1-800-900-8407. That's 1-800-900-8407. 1-800-900-8407.
Never mind, dear. Chin up.
That's right, both of them.
Yeah.
We are back. This is The Real Side on GCN Live. Always a pleasure to have you with me. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5560. I really do mean that, too. I appreciate the time you're spending with us on the air, in the chat room, texting, tweeting, being part of the solution. Because I want you part of the solution. That's the best way to do this. Especially if you're involved with me. That would be cool, too. Again, 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5560. You know, I love the history behind the Constitution. I love the history behind how it came to being. Because a lot of you don't know how it came to being. I mean, forgive me. A lot of you would like to say you know. You know how this goes. I don't have to tell you. But a lot of you would like to say you know how it came to being, and you really don't. Rick is a genius. I mean, truly has studied every bit of this. Some of the questions, you know, we're having trouble getting them on. We may have to just postpone it. But, I mean, really, when you think about the things that were said, what went through our founding fathers' minds, what they were thinking when they wrote bits and pieces of the conversation. Do you know? Because I don't. Many of you say you do. I'm sorry. I've seen what you've written, and not so sure I believe you. I'm not trying to be mean. I'm just saying. Anyway, so do you know? Do you actually know who the main philosophical influences on our founding fathers were? What did they use to decide what to write, how to put the Constitution together? Take a listen. Find out.
Recognize where these guys got their ideas, where they gave credit to, in fact, who they quoted the most. Have you ever really kind of looked closely at what these guys were saying? They were students of history. Man, they quoted some of the great minds throughout our history. And I think it's important for us to know those influences. If you haven't read Montesquieu and the Spirit of the Laws and John Locke and his two treatises of the government, all that is kind of the background, the big instruction manual, if you will, for this quick start guide. And so they quoted those guys quite a bit. And there was a guy in Houston, Texas, at the University of Houston, last name of Lutz, that did a study on their quotes, on who they quoted most often. And he took about 15,000 or so writings, I forget the number, and he charted them all, and he put them in a spreadsheet, and he figured out, okay, who did these guys quote the most? And Montesquieu actually ranked number one. He was quoted 8.3% of the time by these guys. So almost, you know, what is that? Almost 10%. I mean, almost 1 out of 10 times. They're quoting Montesquieu. But Blackstone was a close second. They quoted Blackstone quite a bit. He was at 7.9%. Locke, I mentioned. Now Locke was probably more influential on the Declaration than on the Constitution, but still very influential. Was it 2.9? I can't see. Yeah, 2.9%. In fact, I, while we're talking about Locke, I thought it was interesting that Richard Henry Lee over there from Virginia, when he talked about the Declaration of Independence, he said that Jefferson basically copied the Declaration of Independence from Locke's two treatises of government. Now that two treaties of government, my copy's a 1764 version. It's about, I think mine's, it's either 404 or 406 pages. That's not a lot, right? I mean, roughly 400 pages. And in those roughly 400 pages, there's about 1,500 references to the Bible, quoting scripture on what government ought to look like. Now, you do the math. That's about 3 to 4 times on every page that John Locke is quoting.
Now, he's got to be lying, right? Because haven't you heard all your life that there has to be a separation of church and state? All our lives that we've heard, the founding fathers wanted nothing to do with God. They wanted nothing to do with the Bible. And what's funny, and they'll just say it, they keep saying, they've been doing this for years. So what's going on right now in politics doesn't surprise me at all. Some of you are totally shocked, and I have to kind of giggle. But they've been playing this game where they ignore facts, they ignore reality. And they keep coming after you, and they figure eventually you'll believe it. And guess what? They're right.
Quoting the Bible, and that's the book that Jefferson copied the Declaration, according to Richard Henry Lee, who was in this room. Now, you'll also find phrase after phrase in the Declaration of Independence that was originally preached by a guy named John Wise. If you ever get a chance to read some of John Wise's sermons, these guys actually reprinted his sermons and put them out for publication because they were like the seeds of liberty. There was so much in there that when sown, man, people would get excited about freedom and they would want to be patriots and want to be part of the revolution. So guys like that were big influence. But here's the most influential source on all these guys in the room. I bet you can guess what it was. It's the Bible. 34% of the time. Man, that's 1 out of 3. They're quoting the Bible. So a lot of people say the Bible didn't have any influence on the Constitution. I would disagree completely. If you read these guys, who they quoted, the phrases in the Constitution, they traced back to the Constitution. I mean, to the Bible. I mean, it's just over and over and over again.
And you know, and you can find these over at the Patriot Academy. I mean, he's got some great videos over there. Like I said, couldn't get them on, but he's got some stuff here we can talk about, we can deal with here tonight. But you got to get, again, when these people tell you, when you hear from them how our founding fathers wanted nothing to do with the Bible, they wanted nothing to do with God, you just got to look at them and say, you know what, do you read, do you study, do you do anything other than play on Facebook all the time? And oh God, I could have a field day with this, but I know I get pummeled later on from some of my friends. Look, here's the deal. Unless you're informed, unless you're engaged, you're going to lose. As a matter of fact, it's not you. We're going to lose. Because most of you aren't paying attention enough to know if you've lost. Right? And we're going to end up losing because we won't do what we won't have the information to do what we need to do. Right? Again, 855 Real Joe, 855-732. Yes, a black man. A real black man. Ben Carson. He is all over Black Lives Matter. He's about had it with them. I don't blame him. Do you blame him? This is not going to stop anytime soon. I'm not joking. Unless we get serious about this, I'm stuck on this. We'll put it that way. I am stuck on this. I'm stuck on the fact that we are watching what's happening. They took down a Christopher Columbus statue today out of where was that? Columbus, Ohio. What, are they going to rename Columbus now? Is this really what we're going to do all across the country? The best thing we can do when we have no jobs and no money, the best thing we can think of doing is running around getting rid of these statues that, in a lot of ways, have no meaning to them. That simple. God bless America. Okay, New York County, see, you remember years ago when we used to talk about, it all started with same-sex marriage. Where does it stop? Because they never said, you can't tell us that two men or two women can marry. They said, you can't tell us who to love. Right? Or how many. They didn't say that. I'm saying that. And I was saying it back then. The way they've laid this out, they can go anywhere with it. And we gave the government pretty much a right to dictate every moment, every second of our lives. New York County is issuing subpoenas to people who won't talk to contact tracers. So now, go ahead, people. Vote in Governor Cuomo as your governor again and or as your president. Isn't that great? Officials suspect that partygoers, having hung up on investigators who deny being at any gathering, is responsible for a cluster of coronavirus infections. What about those people that ran loose at the senior areas, or the senior centers, the senior homes? What about those? Officials in New York are threatening fines and said subpoenas are being issued to a group of partygoers to compel them to speak with health officials. That's funny because last I checked, we had a right not to incriminate ourselves, didn't we? I'm just saying. The subpoenas are being issued to a group of partygoers to compel them to speak with the health officials. And because they just might be guilty of helping to spread the coronavirus. The party occurred in mid-June, just north of New York City, where over 100 people were exposed to the outbreak. The host held the party despite exhibiting symptoms of COVID-19. County Health Commissioner Patricia Rupert gave a statement on Wednesday. At least 8 people have been infected, and they refused to talk with county investigators. Okay. They do have a right to be quiet. They do have a right not to say anything. Joe Mancini, your host. You're listening to Real Side on GCA Live. We'll be back in a few minutes. Don't go far.
There's so much hand sanitizer on the market, but beware. Not all hand sanitizers are created equal. That's why you want to use 2020 Safe Hand Sanitizer. You can trust the hand sanitizer on 2020safe.net to be made with the highest quality ingredients. American made with American ingredients, employing Americans. Log on now to 2020safe.net and order your 1 liter today. Normally $29.99, but reduced to $19.99. So hurry while supplies last and receive a bonus. That's right. You'll receive a 30-count bottle of Immune Booster, a $39.95 value, free, by using code GCN at checkout. Right now, click 2020safe.net. That's 2020safe.net to get our 1 liter bottle of high-quality hand sanitizer with your free bonus, a 30-count bottle of Immune Booster valued at $39.95. Remember to enter GCN at checkout, and the bonus is yours, free, 2020safe.net.
Warning, if you're drowning in debt you can't afford, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to pay it all back, because you don't. What the credit card companies don't want you to know is that there's actually a way to get debt-free without paying off your entire debt or going bankrupt. If you have $10,000 or more in credit card debt, you now have the right to let us settle that debt for a fraction of what you owe. For free information, call Credit Associates now. 1-800-900-8407. We'll even show you how much money you could save. If you can't afford to pay off all your debt, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to. Call Credit Associates now for free information on how to get debt-free faster than you ever thought possible without debt consolidation or bankruptcy. We depend on your success and offer a guarantee, so there's no risk. For free information, call now. 1-800-900-8407. That's 1-800-900-8407. 1-800-900-8407.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy, formerly Air Force Lieutenant Colonel, Air National Guard and Reservist. I'm looking for veterans, active duty military personnel to join the 90 for Life Crusade to save America. She needs your skills, courage, and loyalty more than ever. Contact GCNteam.com. Because of the financial and healthcare collapse, veterans are currently struggling finding jobs. Frustrated looking for a job? Change your tactics. Join the 90 for Life Crusade to save America. Start a healthcare business with FDI Longevity 90 for Life Crusade. Contact GCNteam.com. www.ncmi.com immediately. You're looking for military specialists who can use a computer and communicate information and execute a battle plan. Join the admirals, Navy SEALs, Marines, pilots, Army officers, military police, sheriffs, police officers, firemen, and first responders already enrolled in the 90 for Life Crusade. Contact GCNteam.com now. FDI Longevity will help you apply your military skills to the task of saving America through health and financial programs. Contact GCNteam.com. Enlist in GCNteam.com and save America.
I'm here with Scott Youseum, founder of OMG Tax. Tell us how your company helps our listeners out there who have a problem with the IRS.
My team of lawyers, enrolled agents, and licensed tax experts remove wage garnishments sometimes in the same day. We even have reduced the total debt some of our clients were required to pay through what is known as an offer in compromise.
Can you give us an example of somebody you help?
Oh, can I ever? We have taken a $500,000 liability with the IRS. Guess what? The client didn't pay a dime through the representation known as non-collectible status with the government.
If you owe the IRS more than $10,000 and you want to see if it's possible to pay a lot less, call OMG Tax right now for a free tax-saving consultation.
Call 800-486-8112. 800-486-8112. 800-486-8112. That's 800-486-8112.
Attention radio listeners, have you ever wanted to be independent of the utility companies and actually generate your own supply of off-grid electrical power? If so, this is going to be the most important message you'll ever hear. Here's why. A limited number of solar-powered backup generators are back in stock and now available. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving electrical power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, a solar generator runs quietly, emits no fumes, and produces an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. It's like having an electric power plant running silently, secretly, in your own home. Run sump pumps, shortwave radios, computers, even keep food from spoiling. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more. That's MySolarBackup.com. Supplies are still limited and are available on a first-come, first-served basis only. MySolarBackup.com.
I can see you right now in the kitchen, bending over a hot stove, but I can't see the stove.
Can one guy be? I kissed her and she kissed me.
Well, maybe.
Like a fella once.
Joe the senior host, always a pleasure to have you with me. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. Thanks so much for being with me, for taking the time to be part of the solution. And I do mean that. I mean, I know there's a whole bunch of other shows you could have been listening to. How dare you even think about it, but other shows you could be listening to. But you've ultimately chosen mine, and I appreciate that very much. We were supposed to have Rick Green on tonight, but we're just having trouble getting a hold of him. But he was coming on to discuss some really serious stuff, and maybe I'll grab him again for next week because it'll still be good then. You know, when the country was founded, not all Americans were on board. A very large group of Americans were not on board with becoming its own country. So we know about strife. There's only one comment. Very short exchange of words on the. You guys should look it up for the next one. Maybe I'll give away a book or something if you have any answers. Right? What were the only words spoken at the signing of the Declaration, other than their names being called so they can come up and sign? Many of you want to know, why did our founding fathers have slaves? It was, it wasn't like having a Rolex watch. It was the thing to do that day, in those days. There's a lot more to it than just that. How many of you know about the black hero that actually worked almost as... He appeared to be a double spy, but it ended up he wasn't. Working for Washington to help us win the war. Right? Why didn't they get rid of the slavery in the Constitution? Anybody know that one? Right? I mean, they were all there. They could have done it right from the beginning. Did you know that at one point they did try to get rid of slavery when they were under the rule of the king? And their king refused to allow it to happen. Do you know what you're doing? Do you know what this would do to the whole system? kind of where we're at, you know? So, you know, they make it sound like these guys had slaves, loved to have slaves, weren't going to get rid of them no matter what. That's not true. And then we have a lot of talk. We had a lot of talk around parties switching, right? What do you have a right to do? What you don't have a right to do? Are you guaranteed happiness in the Constitution? Anybody? I mean, you have the opportunity. Obviously, you have the right. You have the freedom. But you're not guaranteed happiness. You're not guaranteed a house. You don't even guarantee a place to live, frankly. What's in the Constitution that you have a right, a human right to have health care, a human right to have an apartment or a roof over your head? Just not there. So why did the Founding Fathers include the phrase, the pursuit of happiness? Let's find out.
And the last thing I'll comment on what Rhett had said about the pursuit of happiness, just give you a quick example on this whole free enterprise thing for America, why these guys knew that the pursuit of happiness was important, why free enterprise was a bedrock principle of our way of life. You got to remember, as students of history, they were looking back to how things first started here on this continent. And you might remember Bradford tried socialism in the beginning with the Pilgrims. And actually, it didn't work out so well. Now, it was socialism. I mean, Karl Marx would have loved this. The way they did it was they said, everybody's going to work, whatever you work for and the food you grow, you're going to put it in the public storehouse. And then everybody gets to take from it as they need it. Oh, and we'll all love each other and we'll hold hands and sing kumbaya. And it sounded great, right? But what happened? Bradford said it was terrible. It didn't work at all. He said, you know, guys like me, I'd have been over there saying, hey, why should I work? I get all the food I want. I'm going to play golf. I mean, I don't think they play golf back then, but whatever you do with the Pilgrims, I'm going to go play some games. Anyway, so he said, Bradford actually said people started faking being sick. They were actually faking illness. They were not working and they were complaining. The ones that were working complained and said, hey, man, Green's over there not working. I'm feeding his family. Why didn't... So here's what he said. He said, community of property was found to breed much confusion and discontent. So what was his solution? What did Bradford implement that we actually, these guys here, said was so important? Free enterprise and private property. Imagine that. He said, okay, everybody, you get your own property. You can grow stuff on that property, and then you can eat it, or you can sell it. You can do whatever you want with it. It's totally up to you. And within 2 years, those guys were exporting corn instead of starving to death. Free enterprise, private property, it worked, and these guys knew it. Here's how Bradford described it afterwards. He said it made all hands very industrious, so that much more corn was planted than otherwise would have been by any means the governor or any other could devise, and saved him a great deal of trouble and gave far better satisfaction. So in other words, that system worked, and these guys knew that, and that's why they put it in our system in the pursuit of happiness.
You know, again, when you look at this stuff, Rick has got, he's got such a hit. Rick Green, David Barton, they've got a real handle on these things. And if you don't, if you really don't understand, if you really don't know what's going on, if you really don't know your history, where it came from, why our founding fathers did what they said they were going to do, you're never going to be able to exercise your rights. We're looking at another crackdown here in California. The governor wants to, he doesn't want to, he's actually doing it. He's already slamming down, closing down counties again. No bars, no restaurants. They're not going to be happy about that. And you know who they are, right? I mean, really. This thing, I need to go through the numbers with you here in a little bit, but it's not spreading like wildfire. The numbers don't equal what's going on. I'm listening to different news outlets, not just one. I'm listening to several different news outlets that are saying, look, the numbers that are being reported as COVID deaths are not COVID deaths. Not all of them. Matter of fact, the majority of them are not. The hospitals that are filling up, some of them are just due to the regular flu, not COVID. They talk about the hospitals starting to overflow. That's because, remember, for the last 2, 3, 4 weeks, The elective surgeries, they've been piling up, and all of a sudden the governor say, hey, go for it. You can go ahead and have your elective surgery, you'll be fine. Come on, think about it. And that's why I just thought we're testing more. And that's why we're having, that's why we're having such a spike in these numbers. And now, you know, thank God, finally. But it doesn't mean anything's going to change. So don't get all, look, don't get all excited yet, right? But four top tech CEOs, they're going to have to testify. Amazon, Apple, Facebook, and Google are going to be called in to testify about antitrust hearings, which is great. You know why? They did this with AT&T, remember? Not that much different. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5560. You know who's missing from that list, don't you? Did you guys figure it out? Twitter. The CEO of Amazon, Apple, Facebook, and Google have committed to testify before House Judiciary Committee as part of an ongoing antitrust inquiry. It'll mark the first time the four tech bigwigs have appeared together. Twitter was notably absent from the list of witnesses who will appear. Yeah, I mean, the Democrats control the place. I don't know why they wouldn't want them there. President Trump recently signed an executive order that could eliminate some legal protections for Twitter. The company began censoring the president's posts. Fox News reported that a senior Twitter executive in charge of the company's censorship is an anti-Trump partisan. You know, that interweb is terrible. Isn't it? You can pretty much find out anything about anybody on it, can't you? And we should be allowed to. Now, the planned appearance by Facebook's Mark Zuckerberg, Amazon's Jeff Bezos, and Google's Sundar Pichai, and Apple's Tim Cook. They came as both parties, as well as the international regulators, have increased their scrutiny of the tech giants. For example, on Wednesday, British regulators said that they want new rules to foster competition in digital advertising markets. And they want to rein in Google and Facebook because they have the majority between the two of them. They have almost 100% of the advertising market. Now, the Competition and Markets Authority, called the CMA, they took aim at the U.S. tech giant in a report that recommends British government adopt a new regulatory approach. Because, again, they're getting too powerful, and it's getting out of hand. I've spoken with congressional people, congressmen, congresswomen, that are afraid of these groups. The authority said it was concerned that the two companies have developed such an unassailable market that rivals can't compete. New companies can't come in. Nobody can get a piece of the pie, if you would. What that means is they can kind of play with the price of, you know, hotels, motels, food, flights, electronics, insurance, all kinds of things. Because they're advertising them online, right? They can decide what the prices are. We just don't get two or three of them doing it. Google and Facebook accounted for over 80% of $17 billion in earned U.S. advertising money. Now, the authority said that Google controls more than 90% of the U.K.'s market. Wow. That's a lot. I get the reasoning on centralizing some stuff like Google and what have you. The amount of power they have, though, is wrong. There has to be clear guidelines. Anyway, okay, next hour, John Bolton's going to join us for an interview. We're going to talk about his new book and really, what purpose does it serve? We'll be back in a little bit. Don't go too far. You're listening to Real Side on GCN Live.